Warren Sapp, thank you for coming today on the Art of Money Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate having you here. It's fun having you here. We were talking a little bit of football, talking a little bit of Knowles. You noticed my college ring. It's actually not my ring. It's Byron Capers' ring. It's a 93 national championship ring. But
How did you get his ring?
Well, I play cards better than Byron.
He lost it in a card game?
No, I wish I was that
good. That's about what it's worth,
though. Yeah.
I tell people all the time, the college rings aren't real diamonds. They're just real gold.
That's true. 100%.
I have one.
Yeah, that's right. That's 100% true. Right. And it's something because they said they didn't want to do that. Because it was too much money for them.
No, too much money. And the university couldn't justify the cost. But they're giving Nick Saban $7 million a year.
Yeah. Right.
Amazing how this works.
It doesn't bother you at all, does it?
No, not even a little bit. Now that they get likeness and all this stuff, I would have been a nice little something to go, boy. Be the hot, most recognizable guy in college football and getting a check for it.
Exactly.
The Alabama quarterback's getting, what, $1 million and he hadn't played a snap?
Yep.
Roll Tide. Yeah. Roll Tide.
All right, so let's talk about this. What about the NIL? What do you think about it for the kids' benefit? You know, this is brand new in college football this year.
Yes.
So let's talk about this a little bit. What do you think? And, I mean, you were a huge name at University of Miami. You were a big name. How do you think you would have liked the NIL? Do you like it? Do you think the kids are benefit from it? Or you think it's going to mess it up?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Because what I'm hearing right now from a lot of the guys is there are people scooping up these kids and making them sign exclusive deals. And just imagine this. You're from Melbourne, Plymouth, Florida, like I am. You know,
right.
A little small town.
Right.
You get to college and all of a sudden you become the hot little thing and somebody comes to you and say they want to do an exclusive deal. What do you know about this?
Right.
You know nothing about this. So what I told my dude at Ole Miss that's up there with the players and Lane Kiffin, I told him, I said, if it's anything $50,000 and under, you give them 5%. Anything $50,000 to 100, you get 10%. Anything over 100 grand, you get 20%. And I get to fire you at will, because without me, there's nothing going on. So
that's right.
You should do right by the kid. And the last time I checked, you would be the employee of this child.
Yep.
Because he's paying you.
That's right.
So let's be kind about this. That's all, but we know that's not what's going to happen. And
right.
There has to be somebody, because I know a couple guys that are starting agencies to where they're scooping up the kids and making sure they're doing the right thing and giving them 90% of the money that they're getting. I told them, give them 95. You should be better than the United Way and the Red Cross, my man. Without that kid, you're nothing.
I agree with you.
Just think about this. $1 million for a quarterback that hasn't played a snap. What kind of deal is the people getting that's bringing that to him?
I know.
That's what I want to see, because that's where the injustice happens, is the using of the kids that don't know what the situation is. So let's give it a little time and let's see what's happening. Because I met a guy at the Bare Knuckle Fight over in Tampa, and he just gave every kid on the University of Miami roster $500 a month. And they can come work out at the gym, wherever. He owns a big gym. He's a big University of Miami. He's just sending them $500 a month, which should be what you do. Just give it to the kid. If that's what you want to do, you don't need no agent or any in-between man. Tell a kid what you like, put it in simple terms, give him his money, and let him walk. Now we got taxes, right?
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
A little small town boys from these woods in here, we don't know what percentage you're supposed to be giving up or what percentage you got to pay at the end of this.
Exactly.
This is going to get crazy.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, we
I
got an 18, 19-year-old kid that now has a $40,000 tax bill.
All right, so let's talk football for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk the Hurricanes. How are they going to do this year?
I think we're in the hope and pray generation right now.
That's
all I see. When a North Carolina,
okay,
who is notoriously a basketball school.
Right.
If I told you the University of Miami would enter the ACC and we would win an ACC basketball championship before we sniffed the football, you'd think I was sniffing glue.
Yeah.
You'd be like, especially, boy, that boy that lost his mind. Ain't no way you're going to beat Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, you know, NC State. All these places have national championships.
Absolutely.
Have storied franchises.
Absolutely.
We went 17-1 in the ACC with Barry Larkin's kid at the point. And we can't win with top 10 classes? Break, man. We're in the hope and pray right now. We're hoping and praying that somebody falls into our trap, because I don't see what we're doing.
And
North Carolina ran for 554 yards on us.
So let me ask
That's almost impossible in a college football game.
Well, let me ask you this question. What's wrong with Miami? I mean, Miami, you guys
it starts
have
at the top.
So we need a little bit better leadership.
No, we need a head coach. Let's just be honest about it. We need a head coach because once you have a head coach, now all the assistants underneath him. You know what I'm saying? Dennis Erickson didn't get that without Greg Smith.
Right, exactly.
Arnold and, you know, Keyhole and all the rest of the guys, Ogeron, Bob Carmelowitz, Brakowski. See, I can name those guys from 30 years ago because they had an impact on my life. I bet you grab a Miami player from 5 years ago and ask him who the coaches, he had no clue.
All right, so let's talk about that. So we kind of get into coaching a little bit with our clients because we talk about money. We talk about retirement. We're kind of a coach for life, you know. We're helping people retire and have their money last for 25, 30 years.
Nice.
So
where the hell were you when I was coming
up? We're working on it, Warren. We're
I got a little bit more I can invest. Let me know.
The Art of Money Radio. Don't worry. We're working on it.
I got a little bit more left.
Tell me a little bit why your coaches were a big influence, what they helped you do, and kind of why they were an impact to you and why you think the guys today are missing that.
It's not the coaches now. It's the players.
Okay.
Because we have a whole new generation now that you can get $1 million for not playing a snap. You can build your own brand on a social media and a bunch of likes, views, and follows and comments are all they're looking for.
Okay.
I talked to my high school coach.
Social media stuff.
No, that's it because that's their brand. That's who likes them. That's who comments. That's who's encouraging the bull.
Right.
They don't want to be coached. They know everything. And they got Google. I tell all the kids nowadays, Google is where you ask questions. The first source they give you is Wikipedia. And the last time I checked, you can't use that as a source on a college paper unless they change that. You can't put that down and put that as a source, Wikipedia. And you cannot.
I like that.
So when you go to the internet and you ask and they give you that, at least skip past the first one. At least go to a reputable source what you're looking for. But the last time I checked, they don't tell you on Google how to play this game. They don't tell you how to go in there and humble yourself and be appreciative of the opportunity that you have. These kids are like, I've been the best sixth grader in America. You crazy as hell. You don't even know all the sixth graders in America.
Right.
But they label them this way. And then we're so quick to say how great they are. Really? What happened to he's a good player. He's a better than good player. He's an exceptional player. He's one of a kind player. It's some steps till you get to that grade.
Right, it's just not instant.
Oh, they great play, great player, great this, great that. And then they wearing these gloves that allow them to stop the ball when they're catching it. And I'm like, you really?
One-handed catch.
I got this for you. Tim Brown got caught up in the social media thing because, you know, we old guys.
Right, right.
And Larry Fitzgerald had just passed Tim Brown on the all-time list. So they put up a Hall of Fame tweet that says, Larry Fitzgerald sends his jersey and gloves to the Hall of Fame as he passes Tim Brown on the all-time catch list. Tim Brown said, I ain't had no gloves to send to the Hall of Fame. Tim Brown used to wrap his fingers with the tape down the thing, boy, just to try to hold that thing, boy. I'm telling you, it was a different game. And now, like Mike Krzyzewski, Roy Williams, they're all leaving the game. You got to. These kids do not understand. I'm here for the betterment of you and myself and my program and the next 10 years after you leave here. It's only about me. Now, what can you do for me and how you build my brand? And if you don't want to do it, I'm transferring. That's why the NCAA opened up that portal like that. And like, do what you want to do because we can't tell you.
Right. It's a different world. Different world. So let's talk a little bit. You got a son. I've got a son and a daughter. You've got a son who's playing at FAU.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice do you give to your son who's playing ball right now?
Enjoy yourself. This is all about enjoying yourself and meeting in the next 4 years, 5 years. And while you're in college, you'll meet your friends for the next 50 years.
Right.
That's what that 4 or 5 years in college is for the next 50 years. Those are the same people you will be interacting with in business situations, reunions, different things that you want to do in life because that's when you become a man. You just left your mama's house at 18.
Right.
Now you go 18 to 22. Now you're about to get some responsibility and some bills coming your way.
Right.
You know, if your parents are like mine, don't call here, boy. you got your own bills. You know what I'm saying? I got my own bills over here. So it really grows you up. So that's what I told him. I said, go enjoy yourself, but grow up as a man because when you get finished with that, now it's time to go get a job and go to work.
Right.
Yeah. What skills are you going to grab? What friendships are you going to grab from college to now take you forever?
Right.
Because them boys that built Apple, they were in the same class together. And then they went to a garage together. You know,
right.
That's how that works. You know,
that's right.
You get with like-minded people, and then you go on through life. I sit in a chat every morning with the Hurricanes as we talk about college. There's 99 of us in this room. Every morning, good morning, good morning. It's 99 of us. Those are my brothers for life. And it's not all the people that I play with. It's all the different classes just mixed together. That's what a university does for you. It gives you a brotherhood of men and sisters and individuals that you know for a lifetime. And it's crazy. I talked to my girl, we going to do David Ortiz's tournament in November in the middle of the football season. I'm like, are you crazy? She was like, well, Tampa has a Monday night game. I'm like, I'll be there. Because I'm not missing a football game for no foolishness. I missed a bunch of football last year.
All right, well, since Tampa's hot right now, what do you think about the Bucs? You played with the Bucs for nine years, right?
Yes. Yep. I have this for all Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans, and because I raised them. I raised them to a championship. So
yes,
the second
you did.
We're going to a whole new stratosphere now. We got a ring that the top comes off. Holy 10 of them. I told my COO, I say 10 of them will be lost in the first 90 days. Because I remember mine going around and being kicked underneath couches at the club. You know, I passed it. I mean, you just want people to see it, and all of a sudden it's on the other side of the club. So trust me, that's crazy one. But everybody's asking me, are we going to win another Super Bowl? And I'm like, okay, let's just rewind this Super Bowl to.
Which was phenomenal.
No. Thursday Night Football, Week 4, in Chicago, Tom Brady loses to Mitch Trubisky on national TV and holds up 4 fingers and didn't know it was 4th down.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Did you see a Super Bowl coming in?
Nope. Nope.
And I didn't either in the middle of mine when I won mine. So let's just enjoy it week for week. We are the defending champs. We get to talk more trash than the law allows until it runs out. So enjoy yourself. It's been 18 years since we won the last one, so they don't come around too often. So you might want to enjoy this.
Well, Warren, thank you so much for being on the Art of Money Radio today. Appreciate you.
The Art of Money had a little bit of sap in it. I like it.